Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I was guided so strongly to do a show for you right now on astrology for your business. This is so important at this time. I have been working with more and more entrepreneurs and authors who are looking for this type of insight and support because you are here to offer your gifts, to share your spiritual wisdom, your expertise, your teachings, whatever it might be. And it's time, but there are specific energies that we have to respect and honor as you go out into the world more and connect with more people who are looking for what you offer. So in this show, I'm going to give you some guidance and insights around these current energies. I really hope this inspires you. I also hope it helps you get very clear and grounded about the realistic steps you need to take. I'm going to share with you some examples from my clients because I offer a session called Astrology for Your Business, and we talk about astrology for your business and specifically how you have to embrace who you are in the business world, how you do business. And I can tell you personally that the way I have been successful with my books and programs and offerings is because I know my own energy, I know my astrology. I know where to put my energy and where not to. I'm going to share that with you too in this show because I think that these days, especially with everything online, you can be scattered. You can go in all these different directions where you think, oh, I'm supposed to do this, or oh, I need to go in this way, or oh, this worked for somebody else, and therefore maybe it will work for me. Your astrology chart will show you what works for you, and it will show you where to invest your energy and what strategies are important for you. And this will save you money, time, energy, frustration, losses, etc., etc. So you can tell that I'm passionate about this because I feel that more and more people are ready for their business to take off and to have a stronger foundation. I work with a lot of people behind the scenes for this information. I'm one of their like a guide or an advisor to help them understand the cycles of their business. I don't advertise that a lot because I have limited time, but I love it. And it's where I am being guided to connect with more people one-on-one so that you understand what is best for you. So let's just get to it. And one of the big energy signatures right now that you may be aware of is how Saturn is in Capricorn. And Capricorn is business. It is our dealings in the world. It's our professional offerings, our status, accomplishments, goals, you know, that next mountain you want to climb, how you want to be perceived, your authority, your expertise, and your mastery. And so as all of this comes up in the collective, Saturn is here to cement it and make it real. And it requires discipline and focus. It requires that we take ourselves seriously. And that could be a challenge for some people, is that maybe this was a hobby for you, or it's something you just did on the side and you didn't know if your business could be real, especially if it was a spiritual business. And so what you're seeing now is that more and more people are ready to make it real if they can commit, put in the work, and the time. It isn't something where you just daydream about it. That time is over. This is where you take that vision and you make it real. And you put in place the right structures, foundation, systems, and policies, if you will, that support your soul mission. And more people want what you have. And I see that time and time again. They're looking for information to improve their lives, to heal, to forgive, to understand themselves, to know their soul purpose, to know what they should be doing with a love relationship, on and on, right? So astrology helps us understand the bigger timelines. And so with the Saturn in Capricorn energy, it's just getting started. It began in December of 2017, and it's going to continue until late 2020. And I just love that because you can easily see how it's your 2020 vision. You are putting together the right pieces, parts, and areas of your life that are really strong. Capricorn is a strong energy. It's a strength that is growing in you. And it's helping you claim your authority. Now, Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008, and it's been stirring up our own inner power issues, where we have given our power away, where you didn't know if you could do something. Perhaps you engaged in some power struggles with others, be it authorities, managers, employees, anyone in your professional life who perhaps didn't recognize your power or your abilities. And so the Pluto in Capricorn energy is helping us to understand our power that's deeply engraved in all of us. I mean, it's in your DNA. We all arrived here with the ability to be powerful in our unique energies. And the Pluto in Capricorn energy, though, has made it uncomfortable at times because it brings things up from the depths of our soul that we hadn't seen before, and we're meant to say, you know what, I'm going to claim this. And perhaps I had this really deep fear. It's a subconscious fear. It was in your psyche. It probably stemmed from other lifetimes or other soul experiences, and then it came up front and center for you to look at. And Pluto helps you move through the fears of it so that you can own it and embrace it and claim it as part of your self-mastery. So as this has been happening in Capricorn, all of us collectively have been saying, this is what I'm here to do. The earth signs are about what we do in the physical world. It's the work we do. And that's really what's being supported right now. So the other part of this equation that's really been fascinating is that back between 2012 and 2015, there was a lot of start and stop energy. Now, this will be especially strong for you if you have planets in Aries and Capricorn, because those were the energies that were uncomfortable, if you will. There was angst, tension. It's very unpredictable. So we had Uranus in Aries at 12 degrees, roughly, squaring Pluto in Capricorn at 12 degrees over a course of 7 times in 3 years. Both Aries and Capricorn are energies that get something started. But then it breaks under Uranus, or it falls apart and it's not okay under Pluto because something new has to come forth. So it could have been in your professional world between 2012 and 2015, there was uncertainty. There was a sense of, I want to start this, but I don't think it's the right time. Or you do start something and it only lasts for a short amount of time. And then you look to start the next thing. So there's all of these starts and stops, begin and end and uncertainty, and the ground wasn't quite stable. And the purpose of those 3 years was, of course, perfect in hindsight because you were meant to see what you were capable of and what called to you that could go the distance, that could last longer. It wasn't just an impulsive, oh, I think I can do this. Now you have seen over the course of the past 3 years at least, no, this is really who I am. This is really the message I've been receiving about what I am here to do. And it hasn't gone away if it's truly you. And so we had the period of time that was essentially, we didn't know it, but it was about playing, experimenting, figuring it out, saying, is this me or is this not me, or should I try this, or do I stick with this? There was a lot of questions and maybe not a lot of answers. But now we're in a time when the answers feel more solid and real, especially if you have held the intention for clarity around your business. And you've said, I I want this to get started and I don't want to struggle with this. And I know that there are lessons to learn and there are challenges, but there are also things that just take off. And that's what we all want, right? You want that. And your astrology chart will show you the best ways for you to approach your business. I've had a number of clients in the past few months. We've done these sessions where we looked at their astrology for their business, and it was so clear that for everything there is to do online, their business will take off by being in person with people and either having classes or doing retreats or doing programs or doing something like a one-day event or a gathering, like a meetup, an in-person group. That's really where their energy thrives. And they thought that they were supposed to be online because, of course, we are all online. And, yes, you have to be online to have, the validity to connect with people, to find people. People can find you. But their business was really meant to be more of an in-person experience and that their healing work could happen with people in person, and then that's how the business would grow. And so for these individuals, it just felt so right for them. And, of course, they didn't realize this was what they needed to focus on because they thought, oh, I need to do my Facebook group and I have to do this online and this online. And you know what? It was so clear that actually if you invest more time and energy into in-person events and experiences, it'll take off. And lo and behold, it did. And that can be the breakthrough you need, is to just have the understanding of what am I not doing or what am I doing wrong or what am I missing. And what I have loved about astrology for decades is how it is so clear and it becomes so evident that it works with who you are. You know, it is who you are. And I've studied astrology for decades, and time again, it's proven itself to be valid and true. When we can embrace these parts of ourselves that we didn't see before and we didn't understand before. And all of that is very relevant in your business. So the current cycle we're in is about understanding what have you learned in the past 5 to 7 years about your work in the world and how are you ready to make the right commitments to make it real, to offer it in a solid way. Now, you have to have certain things in place. I just did another podcast on my business website. That's at mollymccord.online. And on that show, I talk about the 5 essential channels for your online platform. It's a free download. It's a free checklist. You can get it on the website. And it's meant to help you get your duckies in a row and, you know, cross off your to-do list of things you need for your online platform. There are 5 essential channels you need. Very quickly, you need your website. That's a no-brainer. You need your social media channels, your email marketing channels, your relationship development channels, and your sales channels. And on this checklist, I take you through what that looks like, what that means, and what you need to consider, as well as the time management strategies. Because this isn't meant to take up all your time, but you need to have these things in place to develop relationships with the right clients and people. So you've got that covered, and then what happens is you end up dedicating most of your time to relationship development and sales. And you do that in different ways, and your astrology chart shows you what that is. So, for example, in my own world, I've been an author for years now. I've been building my business for years. And I've offered, I'll just tell you what I have on my plate right now. I have 3 online groups that are paid. They're all paid. I offer so many different online courses and programs that I've created through the years. I have usually 2 of those are live at a time. I do a lot of one-on-one client sessions. I have 2 podcasts. I film my videos, and then I do creation, writing, whatever needs to be done. This is all based on my astrology chart. It's directed me into my energies, of where I feel my energy rise. And we all know that, right? You know that for yourself, where you feel your energy rise. For example, I love one-on-one sessions with people. And back in 2013, I had this 1 week where I did 30 one-on-one sessions, and I was absolutely wiped out. I was like, I can't do 30 one-on-one sessions a week. I have to limit it and really understand my own boundaries. And since then, since that time of experimentation, I knew that, okay, one-on-one sessions are really important, but I only have limited hours in a week that I can devote to them. Your astrology chart will show you this. It will show you what types of groups you should work with, if you should be working with groups online, or if maybe groups aren't your thing at all, and you shouldn't worry about it, and you shouldn't direct your energy out of obligation or shoulds to doing groups just because it's the trend. You know, Facebook groups have been the thing for a few years now, and there's the mammoth groups out there, you know, that have like 10,000 people or more. And then there's the smaller groups that are a bit more intimate and a little bit more quality. A lot of groups can turn into just big spam fests with everybody self-promoting and there's no real conversations. So you would know what kind of group resonates for you and what you should manage, what you should commit your time to. Because you can't do everything. And if you're scattered and overwhelmed, oh, that just sinks your energy, right? And some people's, especially for healers or empaths, anyone who's very intuitive and tuned into energies, I think that some of those group experiences dilute what you're here to do because you become this mother to everybody and you can't do it for free and you can't be scattered or overwhelmed by all the energies. So you have to honor the way that you need to work and operate in order for your business to really be strong. And that's different for every person. It really is. I mean, there's things you can do that are fine for you, but maybe you can do one group and you can't do five groups, right? Or you can manage one group, but you can't manage five groups, but you can be a member of other groups. So it's this formula that's really quite specific, and you know when it clicks because it feels right for you. The other thing that your astrology chart shows is the types of social media channels that are best for you, where you feel a connection to the people who are interested in your work and your services, and where you feel yourself really connecting in the way that's right for you. Every social media channel is a little different in the audience, the level of engagement, the who you can reach, and, of course, their age. All these things are important, but you can't be everywhere all the time. You have to really devote your time and energy to the right channels for you. And that's where you'll see things start to take off and grow. And that's been evolving and changing through the years as well because of all the new social media options these days. You know, Twitter is different than what it once was. It used to be the place for authors. And Facebook is much better for authors. And you won't find as many authors on Instagram. It's all different depending on what you offer and what your expertise is. One thing I love about kind of getting to the heart of this information is how it frees you up. It just frees you up to say, okay, I can focus on this and I can do this. And your astrology chart also reveals your physical energy levels and your mental energy levels. For example, if you have planets in fixed signs, and the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. These are really good signs and energies for stability and reliability, and you're great at the management of things and taking care of something on a daily basis and being able to go the distance, like to stick with it. But if you don't have fixed signs in your personal planets, you won't, you can't expect yourself to be that way, because every type of energy works differently. For example, the mutable signs, which are Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, and Sagittarius, you are wonderful at the problem solving and adapting and trying this and trying that, and you're different in how you operate, and you cannot expect your business to be something that you are not. Because your business is an extension of your energy field. It's a part of you, yes, but it's not only you, right? You're much more than just your business, but it's an extension of who you are. And your astrology chart will say, listen, you're meant to be doing something that gives you room to change and adapt. And so you want to set expectations of yourself that honor that, and to not feel like you have to maintain something forever. Some people are much better at the short term, at projects. I had one client, she has all these cardinal signs. Okay, the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. And I looked at her chart and I said, okay, you're meant to be doing project work where you start it and you get it going and you can initiate it, but you don't need to be the one who takes it the distance or who sticks with it. Like, you'll need something new and fresh in a few months. So don't expect yourself to be the one who covers the same territory day in and day out. You know, you're here for variety and to get things going, but you're not here to be that person who sticks with something. It's sort of like, You start it and you get it going, but then you need somebody with the fixed energy to maintain it. So all of this is clear in your astrology chart. And when you understand this about yourself, you know why things aren't working and why it's not connecting and why you're perhaps wasting time or wasting energy. And you think you're supposed to do it like everyone else is. But I'll tell you what, if you and I were to have a session together, I would probably tell you, you will only be successful when you embrace how you're different. Because all of us are different in what we need to do and offer. And we don't always want to take the risk to be different. And so you look at your astrology chart for your business, and it's so clear that, you know, you thought you were supposed to do this one formula, or you thought you were supposed to follow this person's program or do it this way, but so much of business is individual, especially when you're awakened, especially when you are an awake individual who knows that you're here to offer something new to the collective. Well, that means you have to rise above the 3D energies and the 3D formulas and not try to be a cookie cutter. And you can tell I get a little impatient because I feel like there's so many people who have unknowingly held themselves back because you didn't realize there was a different way to do something or something, a part of you, I'm getting the image of like a part of your energy just pushed off to the side. Like, okay, sorry, there's no room for you. Sorry, that's not how we do things. Or sorry, I don't see how you're part of the solution. But when you bring all of your energy into that recipe, then things happen. Then it takes off. You know, we're living in a time here where we need new and fresh. And we don't need what I'm going to call the old guard anymore. Because you know that for so many decades, there have been people that are mostly in their masculine energies, be it men or women, who have set the standard or who have said, this is how it's done, right? And they've said, this is what success looks like, this is what it means, this is how to be successful. And they've kind of just blanketed the earth with this philosophy that we've all absorbed. Well, there are parts of us, there are I'm going to say renegades like you and me who are saying, never mind that. I'm going to be successful on my terms because I know who I am and I know what I came in with. And your astrology chart shows you that roadmap, and it shows you who you are and that it's okay to do things differently. There's a lot of people out there who do these programs that are basically ongoing sales pitches, and you know, they're high ticket, and they have this mentality to them, and they are all about certain 3D values that I've never connected with. Like, I look at some of these people who are quote-unquote popular, and I don't feel a connection to them because I don't feel that there's a true authenticity in their energy. And that's okay. I'm not judging. I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm actually saying that's awesome that they are so successful. But there are some of us who don't resonate with that. And you're like, I would never go to their event. I would never go mingle because that isn't my thing, or that's not my energy field. And so we are really being pushed right now to be different and to embrace that and to embrace a new type of entrepreneurship values. I'm going to say higher energetic values, because the world is changing. We know this. Business is changing. We know this. People are waking up, and they're looking for something new, and they're looking for new parts of themselves. And there are some of us who need to be there to receive them. When you graduate from school, okay, you graduate from junior high, middle school, you go to high school, there's already teachers there. There's already professionals there. It's not like it's an empty school and they're looking to hire and they don't know who's going to stand in the classrooms. That's what I'm talking about. When people graduate from 3D, 4D into 5D, when they awaken, when they move forward and they start to have curiosities about who they are or what this world is about or what it could be about, they need teachers in the classrooms who are waiting. And so many of you, at least the people that I usually work with, you are those teachers. You're the next level teachers. And so people might come from these 3D programs and they come from this old guard and how they do things. And what's happened is that some of the bottom has fallen out of their business. And they're like, I tried to do everything that these people said to do, and I followed their roadmap and their blueprints and their programs and, you know, all the buzzwords, and it didn't work for me. Well, no, it didn't work for you. That's not who you are. But your astrology chart says who you are, and it will say how your business will work because your business is an extension of you. And so when you really honor this and you have a new sense of authority about yourself, that's when things start to connect and click in a whole new way. And you put that into your business, and then you start finding more of the right people, and you start making more money, and you start, like, your confidence expands because you're finally embracing who you are. And that is just part of this journey, and it's not ever meant to be something that we judge ourselves for. I remember back in, so I started writing as an author in 2008, and I thought I was ready to publish in 2009. And in 2009, there was no Kindle, and all the self-publishing formats were called vanity presses, and they had a very low reputation. And so I was trying to connect with the right literary agent. I was reaching out to all these different agents, and I just didn't hear back or got rejected. And I even met with an agent face-to-face and tried to pitch, and it went nowhere, right? There was just nothing. And I was defeated. I was discouraged. And I thought, maybe I'm not meant to be an author. And so I let that get to me, that rejection, and I didn't do anything in my writing for years until I was invited to be a part of a really awesome book. It's called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And it was with other contributing authors. There were a total of 52 of us. And I was invited to contribute to the book, and I did. And I I still love this book because it's filled with 52 thoughts that change people's lives. And I remember the first time I saw my name, that it was real. It was like, oh, I'm an author. It's real. I'm holding this book in my hand. My name is in the book. I'm published. And honestly, that still took me time to get used to. So that was 2012, 2013. And so I was kind of just warming up to being what that looks like, to be in that role of an author. But that was a confidence builder for me. And then I was able to publish my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze. And that started this process of seeing myself differently. And that's a big part of many people's journey, is that for a long time you can think, oh, it's someone else who does this work, or it's someone else who is an expert. It's someone else with more credentials, more years, more training, on and on. But part of what we've been moving through with the planets, especially Uranus and Aries, is claiming, this is me. This is who I am. These are my talents. This is how I'm different. This is my different self-identity. This is where I really feel myself in alignment with who I am as a soul. And so that energy has been pushing all of us. And so after it took me a while. I mean, I'll just tell you straight up, it took me a while to feel like an author. The vulnerability scared me. The openness was hard. And it was kind of this sense of just getting comfortable in a new personal identity, a new skin, if you will. But now, 12 books later, it's as if I've always felt like an author. And that's not even that much time. I mean, it's been 5 years, only 5 years, okay? That there has been this acceleration or this push into who you are, into who you're meant to be, into that sense of, no, this is me. It's not just other people. In fact, I am part of that group. I am part of that collective force. And this is what's been waking up in all of us, is that you're part of the group. You aren't the other. You know, there isn't even the other that is possible, because we're all connected. We are all one. You know, that really overused spiritual phrase that I'm kind of sick of. But, I mean, it's only because it's overused to the point that we can forget the real meaning of it. And if you can embrace that with unity consciousness and cosmic consciousness, then you will move forward in your business even faster. And things will line up, and the clients will come in, and the referrals will happen, and people will show up, and they'll find you, and you will have no control over it because you've fully owned all of your energy as an extension of universal energy. And your business is part of that. Your business is part of that. So the energies of right now are asking us to look at how we have evolved in this lifetime in our goal definition, the goals that we've allowed ourselves to believe are possible for us, and to identify them clearly. And this is the whole make a list, make a vision board, do something that makes it real what you are looking to create and manifest. I have it on my phone. I use the Keep app, K-E-E-P. It's a Google app. I have it on my phone, and you can use it across different devices, tablets, everything. But on Keep is where I make all my lists. And I have my business goals list. I also have my grocery list. I also have my list of things to get at Target. I also have my list of things to pack for vacations. I love Keep. But this is where I go, no matter where I am, because, you know, our phones are always with us. We're addicted to our phones. To just get that quick, this is what I'm doing. This is what it's about for me. This is what I want. This is what I claim. And that is so much about what we need to be doing right now. Because Saturn in Capricorn is going to make some things very real for those of us who are serious and disciplined and committed. It's until late 2020. Now, what I also love is that in 2019, next year, Saturn is going to be making lovely sextiles to Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune in Pisces is the bigger dream. It's the collective dream. It's the stuff that we in other incarnations thought couldn't happen. It wasn't possible. Disappointing. We felt a loss. Anything that you've been slowly working towards, that you've been putting together, is probably becoming clearer. The bigger vision, Saturn comes through and gives it some legs. What I love is that Saturn and Capricorn is in its rulership because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Well, same with Neptune and Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. So there's a sync up here between the Capricorn Saturn, make it real in our physical world, and the Neptune and Pisces, which is the dream, the vision, the spiritual gifts, the spiritual healing, meditation, all of that stuff. When this energy connects with Saturn in 2019, your bigger dreams show up in the real world, and it's in front of you, and it's happening. This energy is actually related to the astrology chart of Walt Disney. Walt Disney, who had strong Capricorn and strong Pisces energy. So if you're thinking of a visual of what this looks like, well, you take the whimsical ideas, you know, of Mickey Mouse, and you create this whole world that is an experience for other people to enjoy, the escapism, you know, the sense of I'm going to go off to Never Never Land, or I'm going to go on this really crazy roller coaster. Walt Disney is an archetype of the Pisces and Capricorn energies. So that's coming through in 2019. So what we're really needing to do right now is look at what is the dream that I want? And what am I doing right now on a daily basis, piece by piece, to bring it together, to dedicate time to it and resources? Now, Jupiter in Scorpio is helping you with get those resources. Jupiter in Scorpio is actually about the resources from other people, other people's money, other people's possessions, other people's ideas or who they know and helping you. So it's like it brings in what you need for those next steps. So that's what's pretty cool right now is that these planets are in these relationship development signs and the bigger world. And so you're not doing it alone. And if you feel lost, there's ways to come back to feeling found. So these cycles are very real. There's a push here. There's a sense that it's time, and I think you feel it. Most of us feel it, and then we can get confused. I have another website where I offer more of this business information for people like you who want to build up their business. It's at mollymccord.online, where I have more videos, resources, the podcast, the training, all that. Check it out, because it's really for more of us who know that our purpose is different, needed. And your astrology chart highlights that even more. So I do offer these sessions of astrology for your business, just to throw it out there if it ever is something that would be useful for you. But please know you don't have to figure it all out on your own. And also know, like, I'm getting the image of a rising tide. You know, a rising tide where more people are coming up and into their understanding of what their business is here to do and offer. You know that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. It benefits all of us. It benefits you. It benefits the collective. It benefits your clients and your readers. It's meant to be an upliftment, and it's part of this ascension and this awakening energy that we have all been moving through. Well, now it's the rising business, right? It's the rising of your finances and your manifestations and the rising of your gifts in the world. And it's exciting. It's so exciting because that feeling, it's just stronger than it's ever been. It really is. Now, the other side of this equation is that it could be a time when some people aren't sure they have what it takes and you need more training or development to get to where you want to go. So that's also a good thing to have in your awareness. If, for example, you need more understanding about, you know, management or business principles or whatever it might be. So know that that is supported too if you need more training or exercises that are unique for what you do. And you'll just feel it, right? You'll just feel it energetically like, oh, I'm supposed to do this or I'm supposed to go here. I hope this show has been helpful for you. I hope it's given you some clarity and inspiration that it's time and it's okay to embrace that time. And let me know if I can help you. And I hope to give you more updates on this energy too, because it's designed to be supportive of everyone, as many people as possible. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. I am back here live every Wednesday with another weekly podcast about the astrology and energies of the week. I just said that with an accent, astrologies. And I thank you for your energy and your time, and I wish you the best in the week ahead. Take good care.